Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. It is good to have you listening in this week. Again, if you are not receiving our grace notes, please contact us through the webpage. We have all the information of what is happening at Grace as we are separated for the time, including links for our new Zoom Bible class, one Sunday morning at 10 a.m., the other Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. So check those and see if you would like to pop in for those studies. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. The fourth Sunday of Easter has long been known in the church as Good Shepherd Sunday, with a focus on Jesus as the shepherd. Of course, this Sunday used to be a lot easier to preach when sheep and shepherds were far more common. So with fewer and fewer people being shepherds and knowing shepherds or keeping flocks of sheep, the temptation is there to change the imagery into something that's more in tune with our times. But who really wants a Sunday dedicated to Jesus, the good social media manager, or Jesus, the good therapist, or even Jesus, the good podcast host? Those just don't really work, do they? Looking at the epistle text from St. Peter doesn't really help much either, because he speaks of straying sheep who sorrow and suffer, which seems at odds with Jesus' own words that you will have life and have it abundantly. It almost looks like if you combine these two readings, all Christians can expect is a life of abundant suffering, unending social distancing and curve flattening, as it were. But may we talk about the Christian life in its fullness, in a way that recognizes that it has highs and lows and joys and sorrows, that allows for the abundant life that Jesus promises, both now and into eternity. May we talk about all of this and have Jesus be not just a shepherd, but also a good shepherd? The easy answer is, of course there is. Jesus as the Good Shepherd is one of the most enduring images in the history of the Christian church. And to really get to the heart of this sheep-shepherd imagery, look at the Psalm of the day, Psalm 23. Aside from John 3:16, these are probably the most well-known words of Holy Scripture. Even people who've never set foot in a church have heard them. Unfortunately, Psalm 23 seems to be used most frequently at funerals or when death seems imminent. A pastor friend told me of a disastrous hospital visit that he once made. He started to pray Psalm 23 over the patient, and the patient panicked because he thought that that meant that he was going to die. No, this psalm has an entirely different place in the life of the church. And you learn of it from the early church. We tend to use these words in funerals and at the end of earthly life. They used it at baptism to mark the beginning of the life of a Christian, or what they would have referred to as the beginning of eternal life. Psalm 23 was taught to those preparing for baptism, and it even had a place in baptismal liturgies. In the early church, the newly baptized emerged from the font, which was always near an entrance to the nave, close to where it is in our church, and then they processed directly to the altar for their first communion. And as they processed into the church, they chanted Psalm 23. And this psalm wasn't just heard, it was also seen. The most common work of art in early baptistries was the picture of Jesus with sheep, often with a lamb on his shoulders. The shepherd Lord of Psalm 23 and Jesus, the good shepherd, are one and the same. So let's take a closer look at this psalm to see what it was that the early church saw in it and why they used it the way that they did. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures," King David writes. "These are the pastures where the souls of the newly baptized are nourished on the word of God." The pastures are the inspired words of Scripture that nourish the hearts of the believers and give them strength for life. "He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul," David continues. These are also called the waters of peace, the waters of rest. This is where the weight of sin is removed from your shoulders. In the still waters, the baptized one strips off the old age of sin and recovers his youth. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me," David says. Baptism is just a shadow of death. It's not something to be feared because Christ is buried in the waters with you. And because you go through the waters together with Christ in his death, death is now no more threatening to you as a shadow. It cannot hurt you. You can boldly face anything the world throws at you, because as you pass through these waters with Christ in his death, you also pass through them into his resurrection. And it's not just because you've gone through the still waters that you can boldly face the world. It's also because the mark of Christ is upon you. The sphragis, as it was called, was a sign of ownership. The church took it to mean not only that, but also as a sign of protection. Because it was often a brand that was put on the sheep when they were chosen by the shepherd, when they were paid for and added to his flock. Those who were branded with the sphragis of Christ were those who were bought with his blood, marked in his baptism, protected from theft by the evil one. The one who is branded is not easily taken from the flock. He also knows who the others of his flock are, so he knows where he is safe. He knows who his shepherd is. Thou preparest a table before me, King David says. This is nothing else than a reference to the Eucharist, to Holy Communion. Those who receive the sacrament for the first time would often approach the altar and cry out in joy, "You have prepared a table for me." The altar is where the unending marriage feast of the Lamb and his bride is set and served. The altar is where the overflowing cup sits for eternity. And so King David says, "My cup runneth over." All of Almighty God's goodness and mercy and gifts and teaching and word and love and healing and blessings are such abundant gifts that they overflow and overwhelm any concept you have of containment. You just can't hold them all. The Old Testament has the image running all the way through of the shepherd who leads his flock to these ever-green pastures and safe, still waters. The New Testament sees this shepherd fulfilled in Christ Jesus. He is the good shepherd who gave his life for his sheep and leads them to the perfect pastures of the new creation, where springs gush living water and all needs are cared for, and his people live in safety forever. There, that is the way in which Jesus can be the good shepherd and give abundant life, and Christians can believe, teach, and confess that life, even in the midst of suffering or isolation. Because they have a good shepherd who leads them through that suffering and that isolation to the peace and the uncountable multitudes gathered in the new creation. Psalm 23 also shows that sheep don't choose their shepherd. The shepherd chooses his sheep. You have each been chosen by Jesus, branded in holy baptism, led to the green pastures of the Word, nourished at a table set for you where the Good Shepherd himself gives you his body and blood in a cup that runneth over. You have abundant, eternal life, even as you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, the life which will never end. That's the promise that's found in Easter, the promise of resurrection. That's the promise found in holy baptism, your own resurrection from eternal death. So marked in Christ, you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.